What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Man Show, new head coach of the Duquesne Dukes, my man Drew Jewis with me on the Boss Man Show, play the acronym out of the MAC Conference. Brother Drew, how you doing, bud? That's good up there in Pittsburgh, my brother.
Man, everything's good. Just play Boss Man. Man, appreciate you having me on the show here today. Looking forward to just, you know, talking ball, chopping it up with you.
No doubt, my brother. Let me ask you, man, how has it been moving that one seat over, brother? I know when you're an assistant coach, you give a lot of suggestions. So now how has it been making decisions that one seat over, my brother?
You know, that's probably one of the biggest differences, right? It, you know, as an assistant coach, it's like, hey, we should do this. Or, hey, coach, I got something. And now all of that information is falling on my shoulders. And you have to be able to make those decisions. But you also have to, you know, be conscious of everything, the information that's coming in into you, you know, that you're receiving from your assistant coaches, because they're doing their, you got to trust that they're doing their best, right? And, you know, and I believe my staff is, right? And anything that they bring to me is well thought out, is researched, and it has not only the best interest of, you know, maybe just us as a staff, but for the entire program, you know, we just got to all be bought in. You know, I think, you know, at the end of the day, I'm only going to be as successful as my, how well my staff is, how good my staff is. So, you know, that's important. So yeah, I get a lot of suggestions, and that's good. You know, I want those guys to feel like, they can come talk to me, they can bring ideas to me. And I tell them, like, I'm going to say no a lot, but don't stop coming in the office. Don't stop, you know, feeding me ideas. But I'm going to say yeah to some too.
No doubt. And the main thing, also very important, you set the schedule now.
You know, so I like to think so. I really like to think I set the schedule. But, man, come to find out, I'm being scheduled. You know what I mean? That's That's, you know, I took the chair like, yeah, I'm making a schedule, and this how, no, I'm getting scheduled. They need me here, they need you there. So it works both ways.
No doubt. And brother, like, at what point, Brother Drew, did you decide you want to get into coaching, man? I know you been overseas for a lot of years, man. So at what point did you get the bug to want to coach? I know before you play for so long, you really want to sustain the game and get into coaching. So at what point you kind of said, hey, I want to start coaching?
Man, it's always been a part of me. It wasn't something that just hit me due to longevity of playing in the game. I can think back to the age of 13 and 14. You know, having that mindset, coaching younger AAU teams, running basketball camps, like really being groomed in ways that I didn't even know at the time to be able to one day be in this position. So it's always been a dream of mine. You know, I've fought even with my own playing career. Like, man, I need to get into coaching. I got that feeling that it's time for me to explore my career in that way. So I would go back and forth almost during my professional career, year after year. Is it time for me to put the basketball down and walk a different path? And I just decided to let it play out the way it did. I had some goals in mind to play and build a playing career over 10 plus years. So once I felt like I accomplished that, then it was, you know, what's my next step going to be? And, you know, I got an unbelievable opportunity upon retiring from playing to be with Coach Dennis Gates and his staff. And that was, man, I couldn't ask for a better start. You know, his belief in me, his willingness to, you know, take a young guy straight off the court and put him in an assistant coach's role was, you know, like, hey, he had to have a lot of faith in that decision. And, you know, I believe I lived up to the best of my ability.
No doubt.
You know, because we did some good things, right? As an assistant, your job is to make sure that the head coach shines and, you know, does and is on a pedestal and does the best job he possibly can. And I think he did so.
Yeah, I remember him mentioning you on the show to me a few times when I had him on the show. I seen a few of his he was in the stadium. My man Billy hooked it up for us. So yeah, he would definitely talk about you as assistant coach and how you were still getting some of the drills, man. So he definitely mentioned talked you up, brother. He sure did.
No, man, me and his relationship is really good, man. Like I said, he'll always be a part of my legacy for the opportunity that he gave me. That jump started my career, and you know, I was able to learn. I was able to dive in and really gain a lot of experience.
And Coach Jones, let me ask this, man, for you, haven't played overseas as long as you have with young men. If we're going to Duquesne, you can help them. Don't they look for overseas for us? They want to play basketball after their careers because you know with the NIL and the portal. Some of these guys move up a level, but they're not putting up any numbers. And scouts and agents look at numbers. So I would say at Duquesne and ball out, not go be the ninth man of the high major on only getting 20 minutes, 60, 20 minutes a night, maybe. Not really sure what I can do, but I can get 30 at Duquesne and have the ball in my hand and stop at myself. So talk about trying to get young men to see the bigger picture, not so much that short-term, immediate gratification of some quick money, per se.
It's a delicate situation. It's the give and take of the game, but you as a player, like in your own selfishness, right? And it's okay. We all have things that we want to do and what we want to accomplish. And I understand that even from the player's perspective, you have to figure out not only the situation that you have at hand, but what can also position you for what's to happen next. Not saying that needs to be your complete focus. You know, you always need to stay in the present, right? Your present is going to dictate what's going to play out in the future if you handle it the right way. But yeah, I mean, Europe isn't going to look at the SEC that's not fair. I shouldn't even name conferences, but they're not going to look at conferences and say, well, this guy played in such and such conference if he didn't put up the numbers, because a European country, is thinking their level is better than college. And if you didn't succeed at this level, why should I take you at my level? So, I mean, I'm tied in with a lot of, you know, European coaches. And just during my time, I spent time around those coaches and those GMs. They're not looking at, you know, teams over here as better than what they have. You know, they look at their rosters like, man, we got former NBA guys. We got high level pros and high level Europeans. So if you weren't able to showcase and compete at the level, at the collegiate level, then what makes them think, you know, they should take that opportunity on you? So you got to put in the work.
No doubt, man. And speaking of that work, Coach, how much did you ever get done on the court for the spring here before the guys went home for summer? They'll be back with summer school, but how much did you ever accomplish just before summertime to leave it for the spring semester, just kind of see what you got and kind of put some little your spin on things now that Coach Darren Bright retired?
You know, for me, it was just building small habits. I really stayed away from the court this spring. We did have our workouts, but I realized, it's like, man, I have a lot of days with these guys. And, you know, if I wear and tear on them right now in the spring, then what am I setting myself up for, you know, as we go about the season? So, you know, I think for the most important thing for me this past spring was the mindset. What type of mindset and character am I going to develop within the team and in the program? So I tried to attack the brain, attack the heart more than anything, and just have them understand the importance of our values: discipline, integrity, enthusiasm, and toughness. Those are the things I want to make sure that they bring to the table each and every day. So they probably got more coaching in those departments for me than even on the floor.
This summer, are you going to do more like team drills or more kind of skill development, kind of grow their games? I know with you being a first-year head coach, you may want to put some of your stuff in, but how are you going to kind of handle that this summer session, kind of, you know, balance team versus getting them better overall?
It's exactly what you said. You got to balance it. You have to balance it. We still have to build on those values because there's a certain level of energy and effort that is expected that we play with, a certain type of toughness. But yes, they have to get better skill-wise too as well. Like, if you want the plays to run better, your players need to be better. Like, you have to operate in the manner of, how do I make this young man a better player? And if you can help a young man get better with his talents and his skill set, it's only going to pay off on the court. So we'll build our foundation when it comes to offense and defense, but skill development is huge.
100%. And for you, Coach Joyce, how are you going to attack the non-con schedule? Because Atlantic 10 being a very tough mid-major league, a lot of great coaches in that league, a lot of great teams. So how do you balance testing your team too much, or kind of give them a little bit of both here? So maybe some bye games here and there, but also going to an MTE or testing them on the road at a high major school. So how you kind of balance schedules? I know that's your hardest job, scheduling games.
Right. It's not an easy thing because you wanna be able to win. You wanna be able to test your young men and put them in some environments that they may see come the conference season. You know, because we're going to play in some sold out gyms. We're going to play in some high major like atmospheres. And I would hate for my crew to be walking in and not be the first time that they've experienced that. Right. Because that's going to be a shock. There's going to be a shock value when it comes to that. And, you know, hopefully we pass the test. But sometimes you get exposed in that moment. Our schedule, we're going to challenge ourselves. We're going to challenge ourselves. You know, our conference, the A-10 conference, they want us to, you know, be successful. They want us to challenge ourselves. They want us to win games and show how how our depth as a conference, how tough we are as a conference. And, you know, this is has always been and will remain one of the best basketball conferences in all of college basketball, right? That's never going to change. The talent is here. The coaching is here. The tradition of the program still lives here. And it's a great basketball environment. And that, like I said, that will never waver. I mean, you if you look at where teams, we're losing players at times, right? It's a reason for that, because there's talent in this league.
No doubt.
There's a reason for that. You know, they're taking our coaches. It's a reason for that. Talent. So, you know, I want to shine a huge light on the A-10 conference and just how good I believe this conference is.
No doubt, man. From top to bottom in conference play, it's no easy night. You're like, no, there's no gimmies in the A-10. You got to come bring it every night. And the quality of coaches who I know personally in the league, man, it's crazy. And how was it going to be for you as you watch film and to prepare for this season coming up? Know their tendencies more and more and kind of honing on different stuff as you get ready to prepare your team for this great season you have coming up in your first year?
You know, I'm going to stick to the disciplines that I've learned, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to try to recreate the wheel because I moved over a seat. It's always been, even as an assistant coach, and I've had the experience as an assistant coach to lead the practice, to lead the scout team, to make the practice plan. So these are things that, you know, by the graces of a coach Danbrod and a coach Gates, that they've allowed me to do. So the preparation that I've been able to receive has been unbelievable. Like, every assistant coach doesn't get that experience, right? They sometimes can move into the chair blindly. And I believe that, you know, those guys helped me a great deal. And like I said, I'm not going to recreate the wheel. I'm just going to prepare my team for battle that day by being thorough with what I do, you know, my scouting report, the personnel, and trying to find the details and figuring out what's the best way my team can win this game and how I get them ready to do that.
No doubt, my brother. And for you, man, up in Pittsburgh where you at, talk about the opportunities off the court for your young men to get internships, to build those relationships with people in the business community of Pittsburgh, or the Steelers, also the Pirates and the Penguins as well, to kind of get people in their corner. So once the ball starts bouncing, like it all does for all of us, they have connections to help them in their life after basketball.
Man, and you named all of those professional sports teams that are accessible to us, that we have really great relationships. As a recent man, we attended the Penguins game where they honored us, the Pirates game where we threw out the first pitch and they honored us off of our success. And this is a sports town community. So it really bands together. You got people that want to share in those experiences with our student athletes. So having a strong alumni base here in the city, Duquesne has an unbelievable alumni base. You know, if you're locked in, you got one of these class rings around here, and that is a statement, right? That's how they walk around. They flash that class ring, and you know the deal. But yeah, I think, you know, when it comes to the opportunities by playing in a bigger city, with that has a small town feel at times, a tight knit feel. Our guys are in wonderful position to be able to take advantage of what's next, what's the next opportunity. Because like you said, the numbers show that basketball is not going to extend for everybody. It's going to change.
No doubt, brother. You know what? PNC Park has one of the best views ever. I went there since the Braves played one year, man. And it was like one of the best views ever from I'm like, man, this is nice.
MLB rated it one of the best parks in all of baseball. Like, and you're right. You sit in there, go catch an evening game, afternoon game, whichever. And it's a great spot to be. I'm gonna catch one here soon.
No doubt. Now, for you, Coach George, let me ask you this, man. I know for me, I can't watch basketball without thinking about strategy. So for you, is there a sport you can watch or can you watch basketball without thinking about, are they running the Zoom? Are they doing, are they running a trail? Like, can you watch it without going into that mind frame since we all played? Like, I can't do it. But when I watch baseball, I can just be a fan. I watch hockey, I can be a fan. But football and basketball, my mind starts going to strategy.
There's certain sports like I'm a former tennis player. I could watch tennis, and there's pretty much no correlation to basketball other than the lateral movement. Look, I'm always finding a way. But that you bring up something that's interesting. That's very, very tough for me because I always look for this relation. My son, he plays soccer, and I don't know. I watch soccer. I cannot play at all. I have zero skill. But as I watch the game and I watch the spacing and I watch the passing and I watch the one-on-one matchups, my mind instantly goes to like, man, that looks a little like basketball right there. I went to the hockey game the other day and I'm like, man, that's a fast break. They running in my head, I said they running in the floor, but they skating on that ice and
Yes.
the attack was the same. And that's just me in a nutshell, man. My mind sometimes don't cut off from the game.
Nah, it's funny, you mean tennis. I play tennis too. I was part of the USTA Atlanta group as a kid. So let me ask you, do you have a one-handed backhand or a two-handed backhand?
I had both. I originally was taught two-handed when I was young. That was the first steps. But as you start watching and mature, you want to finesse that thing a little bit. And have that single hand like you see on TV at times, but the two hand is more powerful probably and more control.
No doubt, man. Like my favorite player was Andre Agassi. Then it was James Blake. So I went to one hand because I couldn't hit a two hand backhand for nothing. I could hit a forehand and volley. My backhand was trash. So I go to the one hander to give me some more. So at least a half a chance to go do something on the backhand side.
Hey, I know guys who, and you still see it even at the tops. They run around that backhand. They run
They
around
sure
it
do.
if they can.
Yes, sir. Hit that inside out forehand or inside in forehand. You already know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's cool. I hate this gonna happen this year, Coach Joyce. The Atlanta Open is ending. It's moving to Dallas for good. So it's the last year of the Atlanta Open. So we have Vince Williams coming to play exhibition on that Sunday night. So I'm looking forward to seeing that one more time in Atlanta. I hate it's moving to Dallas, but you're gonna enjoy it one more time in July here.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Yes.
That sounds good. I actually have never had a chance to get to a professional tennis event, and that is on the list. So I'm looking forward to one day being able to do that.
Man, if you're free in August, man, we'll be at the Cincinnati Masters, man, in Mason,
Okay.
Ohio. If you got some time,
Yeah.
brother. If you got
For sure, for sure.
we're doing a live broadcast. I'm gonna get you a number offline, brother. We're doing a live broadcast from Cincinnati Masters for a couple of days, man, because I love tennis. I play like you say. I love it. It's my sport. I love. I said, yeah. I used to do a little bit of that, but I love watching it. I
Right.
love watching it.
Yeah, no, that's how I feel. Like, man, I used to play a little bit.
Yes, sir. Well, Coach, man, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today, man. Hope to see you doing a live period. I'll be at the Peace Jam. I'll be at the Rock Hill. I'll be at Lake Forest. Hope I see you on the road somewhere recruiting on a live period, man. But it's been enjoyable having the show, man. I'll do this again real soon, brother.
Absolutely. And we'll definitely see each other on the road, man. I appreciate you. Thanks for your time, man. For sure.
Anytime, my brother.
Always.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.